This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Turnover is a problem everywhere. Losing good trained people is expensive and time-consuming. It's true in business, and it's also true in education. By one estimate, half of new school principals leave the job after just 3 years. That's among the highest turnover rates in any slice of this economy. It's a leadership job, principal is, that requires expertise in both curriculum and instruction and in running what can be multi-million dollar enterprises. From the education desk at WYPR, Marketplace's Amy Scott checked out one training program that is trying to develop more of those kinds of people.
Eric Bethel is about to deliver some bad news to a tough crowd, a room full of school principals.
All right, so team, there are some key data points that we need to look at.
Actually, he's only practicing to give the bad news to an even tougher crowd. In a few days, Bethel will have to tell his teachers at Turner Elementary in Washington that they'll all have to start doing lunch duty this year to supervise behavior. Bethel is part of an executive master's degree program for principals at Georgetown University. Today's lesson is about difficult conversations. Rehearsing with his peers, he starts with the data.
First of all, it's important to note that last year we had 1,865 behavior referrals.
He doesn't get very far before the constructive criticism starts.
All of this is really nice, and I'm sitting here like, okay, what are you trying to tell me? Yeah. Tell them what it is first, and then tell them why.
The program, housed in Georgetown's business school, was created by management professor Bob Beese. 20 principals, half from traditional public schools and half from charter schools, come to campus every other weekend for a year. Beese says most principals are trained in education programs that focus on curriculum and teaching methods.
But the reality is they are running organizations. So it requires staffing, requires issues around how do you manage people, it requires issues about budgets.
Thinking of principals as CEOs is part of a trend some teachers and public school advocates find worrying. With the rise of vouchers and for-profit charter school management companies, there's growing concern about the privatization of public education. Jake Lappy, director of academic support at Achievement Prep Charter School, is in the program.
I think that's a very legitimate concern, but I think you can still glean from best practices from businesses while still keeping our scholars and our families at the core.
Some of those business skills include communicating in a crisis and doing what's called a stakeholder analysis before making a big change. Sunday Riggins, principal of Hendley Elementary in Southeast D.C., says she especially liked the course on negotiation.
They definitely changed my perspective on being able to advocate for things that I need for my school in a respectful way and maybe get someone to see something from my perspective.
Eric Bethel from Turner Elementary says having a better grasp on all the different hats principals have to wear could help with high turnover.
I think principals run out of gas because there's so many things to do. The better you can do those things, the better you can organize that work. The better school leader you are, the more sustainable it is.
After a lunch break, it's back to class, where Bethel practices delivering his bad news in front of the whole group. This time, he starts with a story of a food fight in the lunchroom to get the group's attention, and then cuts to the chase.
Because of that story and a bunch of other reasons that we'll discuss soon, this school year, all of you will be participating in lunch duty.
No.
I want to acknowledge that that is a change and that is some loss or perceived loss of time. All right, y'all.
So he doesn't nail it, but he's got a few more days to practice before the real thing. In Washington, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.